a fire even in the middle of the fire. So let me sit with Prahlad on my lap in the middle of the fire. He will burn to ashes and nothing will happen to me. She offered like that, this ugly Asuri. So they make a big fire, and she wrapped herself with this chadar, and she took Prahlad and entered the fire and sat on the middle of the fire with Prahlad on her lap. Nobody could see what's happening because of the big fire surrounding. All the devotees praying to the Lord, please protect Prahlad from this fire. Lord Shiva was telling his wife, my dear Devi, I gave this boon to Holika, but she's misusing this boon to harm a dear devotee of the Lord, the pure devotee of the Lord. So that boon will go against her. She will be burned instead of him. So when the fire finished, Holika's ashes were there and Prahlad came out triumphant. Prahlad Maharaj ki. Holika. So in Vrindavan, this wonderful pastime, Radha and Krishna, we witnessed the holy, all this Maharaj and Prabhus were taking part and playing with Radha Gopinath holy. This is expression of love. Also, the spring season is starting to come. So Radha Krishna desiring to celebrate life and joyfulness by fighting with these colors, the fight of love, of prem. So they were going on with this wonderful festival. Actually, dancing and chanting is a way of showing our happiness to be alive, to celebrate life. But since in this world, life is temporary, although people try to celebrate chanting, dancing, you see sometimes marriage ceremony, everybody jumping and dancing. But this is for how long they can be happy? How long the body will be young? Very few years. And then they are fighting, bored, I have to see this ugly face every day. But if we develop love for Krishna, Radha and Krishna, the eternal beauty, everlasting beauty, we will forever be happy, we will forever be dancing and chanting for the pleasure of the Lord. Isn't? So I was telling this morning, His Holiness Radhanand Maharaj, I came to this temple one person and I'm going out completely different person. Because of all your wonderful association, I never seen such enthusiastic devotees like you. I'm inspired and I wish to come with your blessing once and again to this wonderful temple here in Chaupati. So Maharaj was telling me, yes, now you are a dead man. Civil death. Take sannyas means civil death. And that reminds me of one word that Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote on the samadhi of Haridas Thakur. He said, the Vaishnavas die to live. There is a wonderful story about this. Do you want to hear that? Sure. He told me, make it short and sweet. So the story is, there was one Vaishya from Gujarat, and he went to Africa to do business. So after he did his business, he went to a park to amuse himself, to walk around. And suddenly he saw many, many very colorful, very beautiful parrots on the branches of a big tree. So he was amazed. Oh, I never seen in India such a big, beautiful parrot, colorful parrot like that. I would like to grab one of them and take home with me. So he went behind the tree and very silently he jumped and catch one of them. All the other flew away. So he took that beautiful parrot to his home and put it in a very nice, beautiful cage. And he was giving the parrot, you know, nice fruits and honey and nuts. And all the friends will come. Oh, such a beautiful parrot. Yes, yes, I brought from Africa. He was proud, you know, he had got such nice parrot. And of course, he was teaching the parrot to speak in Hindi also. After 2 years, he told this parrot, "My dear parrot, I'm going back again to Africa where I found you. And do you have any message to your friend? If I see them, I may go to the park again there." And the parrot said, "Yes, yes, please tell my dear friends, if you see them, that I miss them very much, but I love all of them, but I'm happy in this cage because you are giving me nice fruits and nice honey and all these things. Give them all my love." He said, "All right, good." You will be amazed to know that recently the scientific world is amazed with one parrot who can compose his own vocabulary, and he has a vocabulary of 100 words, and he can compose them different ways. If he see you eating a mango, he will "Oh, so tasty, give me a little." He can do something like that. It's real. Anyway, when he went to Africa, he gave the message to the parrots. After he finished his business, went to the park, and he saw them there in that same tree. So, well, he gave the message. And after he finished the message, one of the parrots fell dead to the floor. So, wow, what is this? This is very strange. I'm sorry for him, but maybe they were soulmates or something. Who knows? Very attached to each other. Anyway, he went back home in India. And finally, he had to tell his dear parrot what happened. So "I'm sorry to tell you that as soon as I gave your message, one of your friends fell dead to the floor." And suddenly the parrot in the cage, he also fell dead inside the cage. He thought, "Oh my God, why, what is this? Very mysterious. Why is this happening to my dear parrot?" He started to cry. "I love so much my parrot. What this happened? I don't understand. But what can be done? This is life." So he took the dead body of his parrot from the cage and went out the house and put the parrot on the grass and was looking for some tool to make a grave for a tomb for his parrot. But as soon as he turned his back, the parrot flew away and stood on a branch of a tree. Oh, the man was shocked. "Oh, you wasn't dead. You cheated me. Why you did this?" And the parrot said, "Because my friend from Africa sent me a very important message." And the man said, "What was that message?" "Ah, the message was that I had to die to live." So, for a parrot, to live in a cage is not real life. Real life for parrot is to be free, flying from tree to tree, eating fruits, you know. But to be in a cage is not real life. So he had to play dead to live. The other parrot didn't die either. He just sent the message. So in the same way, this body is like a cage, and the parrot is the soul. We can't be happy just engaged in a material body made to suffer old age, disease, and death. We need eternal happiness and freedom in the service of the Lord. That's the only way. There is no other way to achieve this. So we should always remember that. Die to live. Don't live to die, but the other way. That's the instruction of this story. So, and also this reminds me a very important instruction that Srila Prabhupada gave me when he visited our temple in South America, Venezuela. That was the day of initiation. And that was Ekadasi day. We were fasting all day until the evening, the time for initiation. And we went to collect Guru Dakshina by selling books and bring Prabhupada. At the initiation, when Prabhupada called me, he said, "Your name now is Jagat Chakshur Das." And he explained the meaning. He said, Jagat means the world, and Chakshur means the eye. We must always remember that whatever we are doing, wherever we are, the eye of the Lord is overseeing all of us. And looking at me, Prabhupada pointed his finger and said, "You cannot hide from the eyes of God." I felt so small, you know. Everybody was looking at me. Maybe something wrong with him, you know. I was praying, "Krishna, please open the floor." And the thing is, I felt Prabhupada was reading my mind. Because the day before, I went after Mangal Arati to the kitchen. Nobody was there. I stole a maha sweet, thinking, nobody is watching me. So I hid to eat the sweet. When Prabhupada said, "You cannot hide," I thought, "Wow, I am caught." Hare Krishna. And now Maharaj gave me this very nice name, Bhakti Chakshu Sundar, meaning the beautiful Krishna who gave the eyes of devotion to his devotees. So that's that meaning, instead of just trying that to behave nicely because Krishna is watching me, now we have to now we have to see with love the Lord. He's giving the eyes of love. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu bilokayanti yam shama sundaram achintya guna swarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajame. That vision we want, that vision we pray for. So I'm so grateful to all of you and wonderful devotees of Chaupati. Here you actually are in Vrindavan, and Mayapur are both here at the same time. With the presence of wonderful Gaur Nitai and Radha Gopinath, Lalita Vishaka, Govardhan, Gopal is rising, Govardhan, even Govardhan is also here. Everything is here. You are so fortunate. I am so fortunate to be in your association. I feel myself blessed, a changed person, just by visiting this temple and having the holy association of Srila Radhanath Maharaj, who is so merciful and kind to such a fallen soul like myself. So please pray for me that I will be a good servant of the servant of all the Vaishnavas. And always remember that Krishna is watching me. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanandi. Hari Hari Gaura.